lots of kids have picked up on it, and lots of parents are very interested. And there's people from all over the world that are taking part now. At the minute, if you go onto the RCC's Facebook page or onto their website, we have details about the project. And we have a group on there where every day kids are giving a topic to design or build with Play-Doh, or just to do something creative relative to the topic that we give them. If you go on there, you can see all about it. And over the next couple of weeks, while the schools are off, we're going to be giving them different challenges and different videos and different ways of entertaining them, but keeping it productive and creative.
The RCC plans to have a physical exhibition of the artworks in Letterkenny, in the Letterkenny Centre.
That's right. Once all this blows over, you know, we'll decide the time then, and we can use the gallery spaces in the RCC. The kids can come in and we can just have a big celebration together.
As the RCC building does remain closed to the public at the moment, are there any other projects in the pipeline?
There's plenty. So this has given us a lot of time to kind of, I suppose, to think, to change what we had been doing and think of new innovative ways of bringing art and bringing music and culture out to people's homes through the internet. So we're going to be planning lots of, concerts, storytellers. We're going to stream some DJs, different things that we can, you know, continue to pay artists to create work. And instead of people coming into the RCC, they can look at it from the comfort of their homes and the safety of their homes. So the best place is through the Regional Cultural Centre's Facebook page or through the website regionalculturalcentre.com.